We're in the middle of Siman Tov Tzadi Vav. We started yesterday with Seif Gimel. We're discussing Yontif Sheni Shagolius, and now we are discussing when people go from one place to the other. Yesterday we went through the background Gemaras from the fourth parak in Psachim. We did the Gemara in Chulin, and now we're going to jump back into the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. And we'll see what Dirshu has to say. There's a lot of different opinions about any particular question you could possibly think about. And I guess we'll tell over some stories of questions that were asked to different Rabbanim. Okay, so we're up to Tov Tzadi Vav, Seif Gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabo L'chutz La'aretz. So this we actually did yesterday. We'll go through it again. And Ben Eretz Yisrael goes for Yontif to Chutz La'aretz. Says the Mechaber, Asurim Lazos Malacha B'yom Tov Sheni B'yishuv Afilu Daito Lachzor. So here you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to visit the Mishpacha in Chutz La'aretz. He has every intentions of going back to Eretz Yisrael. So he's a total Ben Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, when he is in the Yishuv, that means while he is in the Jewish community, he Asurim Lasos Malacha B'yantiv Sheni. In the Jewish community, he can't do anything on Yontif Sheni, even though for him it's not really Yontif Sheni. And we'll discuss how he has to daven a chol davening, and he has to put on tefillin because it's not really Yontif, but he's not allowed to do any malacha whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat on Tes, like we saw yesterday, the notes in Olav Chumrei Makom Shehalach Lisham, that we put upon him the stringencies of the place to which he's gone. It's Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Yontif. You have to act and pretend like it's Yontif. You can't do malacha. Va'afilu b'tzina aser. And Mishnah Berurah paskins, this is a machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. He said yesterday the Taz holds that in the privacy of your own home you can do malacha. The Magen Avraham paskins, as does the Mishnah Berurah, that even in the privacy of your own home you can't do anything, even b'tzina. Even in hiding, you have to act as if it's yontif in terms of malacha. Commotion is by the El in Simin Tov Samaches Sivdalin. This is discussed. Tov Samaches is actually the source where different minhagim about working on Erev Pesach in the morning. Mikomakomim Asa Malacha Ein Menadin Oso. So if he does do Malacha in Chutz La'aretz, which he's not allowed to do, he is not going to be punished for that. The Dirshu footnote 14 asks a question. They point out, we have a general rule called Maris Ayin. Now, this is not exactly Maris Ayin, but Dirshu, the footnote over here, compares it to Maris Ayin, and the rule is that you shouldn't do something that looks wrong, because you never know when Maris has an Ayin, and he's looking at you, and he sees that you're doing something wrong. And the Maris Ayin rule, even though the Gemara says that Maris Ayin is even if no one's looking, and even if you're in the privacy of your own home, but we've said in the past that many Rishonim hold, that's only if they're going to suspect you of violating an Issa D'Oraisa, a Torah prohibition. But if they were to see you, they would suspect you of only violating an Issa D'Rabbanan, then it's only in public that you can't do this act, but in the privacy of your own home, you would be allowed to do this act. So, in Dirshu footnote, they bring down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman a comparison. So why over here, where Yontif Sheni is a Din D'Rabbanan, so if you're in the privacy of your own home, why can't you just do whatever you want? No one's watching. No one will know. So he brings that from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that Yontif Sheni is Chamur Yoter. It is more severe than other Dinim D'Rabbanan, because the Chachamim compared it to a Din Minatora, so that people would not come to make light of Yontif Sheni. And he says, how do we know? Because in Chutz La'aretz is something called Yontif Sheni. They don't wear tefillin. They make all the brachos that we made Yontif Rishon. The Chachamim considered Yontif Sheni, they treat it just like Yontif Rishon. We have very few exceptions that we've been discussing that came up. Came up in Sif Aleph and Beis. But basically they treat it like Yontif L'chol Dover. Okay. That was in Dirshu footnote 14. Okay, weiter. Now, the Mechaber tells us he can't do malacha if he's in the yishuv, if he's in the Jewish community. Says the Mishnah Sifkatan, Yod lafuke, this is to the exclude, im yatzim in a yishuv, ubala the midbar. He's not in the Jewish community. He's out in the desert. There's no Jews around. He's not with the chutznik Jews. So, ain't tzarchlis not committing chutz laretz. He does not need to keep Yontif Sheni if he goes out to the boondocks by himself. Kevin Shein died to the shtekei sham. He's a ben eretz as well. It's not really Yontif. When he's with the Jews, he has to act like it's Yontif. But if he's not with the Jews, then he does not need to act like it's Yontif. Kosra poskin, the yishuv, nikri yishuv, shal yisroel dafka. What does it mean? He's in the yishuv. Yishuv means he's in a Jewish community. The kozman shlohigia, the irsha yisroel, as long as he hasn't gotten to a Jewish city, ein tzarech liesnai kuchumre osamadina. He does not need to act as if it's Yontif Sheni. Because the tocha tchum avikit tocha ir, he doesn't have to be in the city as long as he's within the tchum, the 2,000 amos boundary outside the city. He already is bound by the rules of the city. V'tzarech lihisnaheg, he has to act to chumrei osa makom like as if it is Yontif Sheni. Okay, the Sharat Ziyun on the bottom, Ois Yudalid points out, we're talking about someone who's planning on going back. I missed the footnote. I missed the note. Hold on. There's a chat note. Can he put on a mask and then drive to outside the city? He can walk outside the city. He has to go outside the city before Yontif. So the Sharat Ziyun Ois Yudalid points out, we're talking about someone who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he's going back to Eretz Yisrael. Umashma dafila b'farhesya. So then, even in public, he doesn't have to act like it's Yontif, because the whole Isser is mitnei amachlokes. He shouldn't do things differently than the Jews. But there are no Jews here. And therefore, it's going to be okay. He doesn't have to act as if it is Yontif. Dirshu discusses, what if he's in a non-religious community? There are no frum Jews here. But there's Chiloni Jews, there's secular Jews. What's the story? He's not going to cause any machlokas by desecrating Yontif Sheni in front of the secular Jews. So he still brings down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Yashiv that the secular Jews are also Jews, and he has to follow the rules of Yontif Sheni. But if he's in a place which is a kind of understood that there are no Jews, he doesn't have to suspect that maybe there's going to be a Jew there. This is a non-Jewish place. Then they talk about different vacation spots. Let's say you have a hotel in the middle of nowhere. They take it out for Yontif. But it's not really part of the Jewish community, but there's plenty of Jews there now for Yontif. So he's in this hotel that was taken over by the Jews for Yontif. So that, they say, has the status of a Jewish community, because the Jews are there right now. And therefore, he has to act as if it's Yontif, just like all the other B'nai Chutz La'aretz. The whole discussion, Dirshu footnote 16, gigantic footnote. Oh, so he says it's only if there are Jews that come there during the rest of the year. If there are no Jews that come there during the rest of the year, they just happen to be there now for Yontif, because the Jews took over the hotel for Yontif, he says that they wouldn't have to keep Yontif Sheni, because everyone, they're outside of the Jewish community, they're here for Yontif, and they understand that they are B'nai Eretz Yisrael. B'nai Eretz Yisrael don't have to keep Yontif Sheni. That's what he seems to say. Consult your local halachic authority before doing so. Then he talks about Uman. He doesn't say Uman, but they go to the Kivrei Tzadikim in Chutz La'aretz. So there he says it's a problem. I don't know what the difference between the hotel and the Kivrei Tzadikim is. Okay, Ayin Sham. Okay, here's the Shaila that we discussed yesterday. A person wants to... a person wants to take a flight after Yontif Rishon, and he's going to land in Kennedy Airport. He's going to land in the airport on Yontif Sheni. So he's not yet in the Yishuv. So the postgame seemed to allow that. I had a question yesterday. The postgame allow him to land. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He's landing in Chutz La'aretz on Yontif Sheni. Rabbi Gadison told us a story yesterday with his relative who was on the plane with some very chash of a rav, was landing in Chutz La'aretz on Yontif Sheni, and then, well, he was there for some medical thing or whatever. So maybe he had some hetzer to go into the Jewish community. You have to wait in the airport until Yontif's over, but in the airport, you're not in the Jewish community. You don't have to keep Yontif Sheni in the airport. So I was always bothered by this because I'm not convinced that Kennedy Airport is outside the tchum of Far Rockaway. Maybe it is. I don't know. So here there's a whole discussion about this. He brings that from Rav Yoshev and Rav Benzion Abba Shaul. Only if it's outside the Tchum. And there's no Jews that work there b'kvias. No Jews that work in the airport. Then he brings down some who say, wait a second, you're going to bump into secular Jews on the plane, and they're going to be very confused. You have secular American Jews. They're on the plane. They're going back. They see the Israelis not keeping Yontif. It's going to confuse people. Not all the postgames seem to love the situation, but the bottom line, I know that many people do it, and there are heterim from Big Rabbanim, that certainly when there's a reason to do it, if you can just easily go the next day, I assume you should go the next day, but there are heterim to go, even if you're going to land in the airport, on Yontif Sheni. Oh, here he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if the airport is inside the tchum of the Jewish community, because you're in the airport. The fact that you're in the, you have to act like everybody else because you don't want to cause machlokas. If you're in the airport, so then it shows why you're in the airport. You're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. You just came from Eretz Yisrael. The fact that you're doing malacha and you go to buy a candy bar in the airport on Yontif Sheni is not a big deal because you're in the airport. You came from Eretz Yisrael. You're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. It's not really Yontif for you. And therefore, it's not a problem. That they bring down from Shlomo Zalman. So you have all different opinions about that particular scenario, and everyone should ask their own questions. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. The Kozman Shlo Higia, the Yishuv, as long as you're not in the Jewish community, let's say you're making Yirida. He's moving from Eretz Yisrael back to America, but he didn't yet get into the Jewish community, so that even though he's planning on moving permanently, until he gets into the community, he's not considered a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and he still doesn't have to keep Yontif Sheni. Lefisha Dain Lehuk Balios Kamoson, he's not yet considered to be a Ben Chutz La'aretz. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, continues the Mechaber, Aval Migia LeYishuv, but if he got to a community, whether that has to be a Jewish community or not, is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah we'll see in a minute. He got to the Yishuv, meaning it's an inhabited place, Ve'ein Daito Lachzor, he's making Yirida, he's not going back to Eretz Yisrael, he's here in Chutz La'aretz, Na'aseh Kamoson, he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and once he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz, va'osa beba midba bein b'yishuv. A Ben Chutz La'aretz has to keep Yontif Sheni. It doesn't matter where he is. He can't decide to go out to the boondocks because he doesn't want to keep Yontif Sheni. Once he's a Ben Chutz La'aretz, he has to keep Yontif Sheni. It's just the Ben Eretz Yisrael only has to keep Yontif Sheni when he's in the Jewish community. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkati Yid Aleph, afilu liyishuv nochrim, even if he got to a Goyish community. Once he got to an inhabited place in Chutz La'aretz, he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yesh mi shemekel gam bezek kamo b'daitu. Lach so boi shegiyah dafka l'yishuv shal Yisrael. So there are those that are lenient and says, no, if he didn't, if just because he got to an inhabited place, he has to come to a Jewish community for him to become an official ben chutzlaret. So that's a machlokes, two opinions brought down on the Mishnah Berurah. If he's making Yerida, he goes from Eretz Yisrael to chutzlaret. Is it enough that he landed in, if he's in an inhabited place, he already has a din of a ben chutzlaret where he has to keep Yontif Sheni fully? Or only if he gets to a Jewish community? Continues the Mechaber, V'chol chutz l'tchum, einos en al v'chumri makom, shaholach l'sham. So, until he gets to a community, he's in no man's land, so he does not yet have a din ben chutz laretz. If he's planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael, he'll never have a din of a ben chutz laretz. He's a ben Eretz Yisrael, but a ben Eretz Yisrael in a Jewish community has to act like the Jews, and has to keep all the laws, basically, of Yontif Sheni. But if he's in no man's land, then he will not have to do that. Now, here's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Kotzva Poskim. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Shabao Lo Chutzlaretz. You have a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He goes to Chutzlaretz. V'daito Lachzor. And his intention is to come back to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to visit family in America for a week or two or three or four. The Chal Yontif Sheni Be'erev Shabbos. So it's a 3-day Yontif in America. Now it's Sukkot. 3-day Yontif for the Americans. But in Eretz Yisrael, Thursday's Yontif. Friday's Chol HaMoed. Shabbos is Shabbos. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's a 3-day Yontif. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Which in Chutz La'aretz is an Erev Tavshilin scenario. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein tzarech la'arev eruvei tavshilin. So I don't fully understand this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says he does not need to make an Erev tavshilin. B'vnei shu davar shebetzina. Because the fact that he's cooking without an Erev tavshilin is not a public thing, it's a very private thing. Now, I don't understand how that fits in with Sifkat and Yutes, where he told us even the privacy of your own home, you have to do everything 100% like a ben chutz laretz. So the fact that this is a davar shebetzina, I don't know how that helps you. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. How that fits with Sifkat and Tes, I'm not sure. Vayter. V'lochein, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Ein tzarech linog bezek kuchumi hamakom shahalach l'sham kevin shadaito lachzor. Okay, I don't know how that helps you. It didn't help you in Sifkat on test. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Umitam zeh. So now he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutzlaretz v'yantif. So Trichim ha-mizpal tefila shmona esrei belachash v'yantif sheni. Yantif sheni is not yantif for him. He has to act like it's yantif. He can't do any malacha, not the rites, not the rabbanon, not in public, not in private. But when it comes to davening, it's not yantif for him. So privately, he has to daven a Shmona Esrei, meaning an 18 bracha Shmona Esrei. Everyone daven Shmona Esrei, but here he's referring to Shmona Esrei as the 18 bracha Shmona Esrei, which is really a 19 bracha Shmona Esrei, because it's not yontif for him. V'chein laniach tefillin betzina, and then he has to put on in his room, and no one sees him. He has to put on tefillin. Now, if he's a chalamoid tefillin person, it would be a chalamoid. If it's the last day, so it's not chalamoid anymore, it's istruchag, and then he has to put on tefillin, not in public, not so people see him, and it leads to a zilzel and a disgrace to Yontif Sheni. He has to do it privately. Now, what should he do about Havdalah? All the B'nai Chutzlaretz and Chutzlaretz, they're going to make Kiddush tonight. It's Yontif Sheni. And for him, it's really, he has to make Havdalah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe that he should not make Havdalah at all. He should wait to make Havdalah like everybody else after Shabbos. And he says, you're allowed to eat. It's like someone who needs, usually you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but if you don't have any wine, you can't make Havdalah. So then tomorrow you hope to find wine, you're allowed to eat. You don't have to fast. So he says the same thing, no Havdalah, and you're allowed to eat. But it seems like all the poskim disagree with Rav Moshe, and they say he should make Havdalah, he should just do it privately. The poskim quoted over here, Pa'asa Shulchan, the Kafa Chaim, Rishomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and Rav Vosner. Okay, so that's the machlekes. Should he be making Havdalah privately, or should he just wait like everybody else? Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Avat Shrichim Lilbosh Mabusha Yantif Neshu Davashab Farhesia. For sure, he has to walk around wearing Yantif clothes. He can't put on his jeans and his t-shirts on Yantif Sheni, on Isruchag, because for him, it's not really Yantif. He's pretending. So, part of his pretending is he has to dress the part, otherwise it would be a zilzul to Yantif Sheni. People, Chutzlart's not going to take it seriously. Uben Chutz, okay, now here's the flip case. Uben Chutzlart Shabal Eretz Yisrael. The Chutznikim, the grandparents come from New York to Eretz Yisrael, and they have every intention after Yontif to go back to Chutzlaretz. In Daito Lasso Limkomo Paskins the Mishabura, Tsarech Lasso Shnei Yamim Yomto. They have to keep Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. In the Sharatian Ois Yud Ches, the Sharatian points out on the bottom, Ken Kasa B'Shari Tshuva is a gigantic Shari Tshuva over here you could do for homework. B'Shem Rov HaAchronim Ayin Sham V'Ayin B'Shulchan Aruch HaGraz Bazeh. Now, there is the famous Shitas HaChacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi holds that it goes by where you are. If you're a Ben Chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, you only keep one day. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutzlaretz, you have to keep 2 days. It doesn't go by where you really live. It goes by where you are for Yontif. Now, the Chacham Tzvi's own son, the Yaivitz, did not paskin like his father, which a lot of poskim take that very seriously. And the overwhelming majority of the poskim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. Here the Sharatzion pointing out Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he paskins like the Chacham Tzvi. So the minig by Chabad is to go by where you are, not to go by where you've come from. Hold on a second. Where's the Dirshu footnote 24? But the overwhelming majority of the poskim do not paskin like that. They paskin like the Mishnah Berurah that you have to, it goes by where you really live. Okay, Dirshu footnote 24. Rov ha-poskim v'Mishnah Berurah kan lo pasku kein. Most of the overwhelming majority of the poskim do not go with the Chacham Tzvi. We go by where you live. Then there's a discussion when you have a whole chulent of a shayla. Can you throw the Chacham Tzvi into the chulent to decide whether you should be keeping 1 day or 2 days? Some poskim say you do throw the Chacham Tzvi into the chulent to make a decision in certain scenarios. He brings down from Rabbi Yashiv that you won't even throw the Chacham Tzvi into a chulent with a whole shayla because the Yaivitz his own son didn't paskin like him. And therefore, he says the Chacham Tzvi is totally rejected. Other poskim say, we don't paskin like the Chacham Tzvi, but when you have a whole complicated question of whether you should be keeping 1 day or 2 days, you came to yeshiva, you came for 3 years, are you planning on going back, but it's 3 years, and you know what you're going to do? So then they'll throw in the Chacham Tzvi as what they call a sniff lahokel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're a chutznik and you come to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, everyone else it's chol, it's chol hamoed, it's Yisruchag, whatever it is, for you it's Yontif, you should daven in your house quietly without making a whole tumult that it is Yontif for you. Now, nowadays, the poskim say that the minig is to make a yontif sheni minyan, and it's okay, and it's understood. In the olden days, there was very little people go. This shayla was very rare. There weren't so many people going from place to place. And nowadays, well, until Corona, it was very common for people to go back and forth for yontif, and therefore, it's okay for the b'nei chutzlaretz here to have their own minyan. But the other way the poskim are against, to go to chutzlaretz, you have a bunch of b'nei Eretz Yisrael who go to Chutz La'aretz to make a chol minyan on Yontif Sheni, that already is a disgrace, and that's going to lead to a big problems, and that the poskim do not allow. That he should daven a chol davening by himself. Now there was interesting thing here about the tefillin. Hold on, where is it? Where did I see the tefillin? There was a discussion, the Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. So it's not Yontif for him, really. He has to act like it's Yontif. So he puts on tefillin at home. Where does he daven Shmona Esrei? I don't know where, I didn't see this right now. Where should he daven Shmona Esrei? Should he daven Shmona Esrei at home with the tefillin? Or should he just put on tefillin and say Shema, and then go to shul and daven Shemona Esrei in shul with everybody else, but he's davening a different Shemona Esrei? Then they say, well, wait a second, they're davening a 7 bracha Shemona Esrei. He's davening a 19 bracha Shemona Esrei. They're going to daven Shemona Esrei for 2 minutes. He's going to daven Shemona Esrei for 10 minutes. So then it's going to be obvious what he's doing. So that's not right. So they told you, you should just start davening earlier, start a little earlier, get a head start, and that way you'll finish with everybody else. A whole discussion. Now, I have a friend who went to, he came to learn for 3 years. He came to learn for 3 years, and then his plan was to go back to Canada. So, he went to his Rosh Yeshiva. Do I keep 1 day or 2 days? I'm here for 3 years. Daven in Yeshiva. Or were they daven for a long time? Anyway, so my friend went to his Rosh Yeshiva. His Rosh Yeshiva sent him to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so he told Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I'm here for 3 years, then my plan is to go back to Chutz La'aretz. Should I keep 1 day Yontif or 2 day Yontif? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, Mi yodea ma'iye od shalosh shanim. Who knows what's going to be 3 years from now? Pater mi Yontif sheni. And he kept 1 day of Yontif, and he's been here for the last 25 years or more. So there's a lot of stories like that, and there's more Mishaburas over here. Let's see. There's okay. Continues the Mishabura. Achein in Daito Shelo Lachzor Lemkomo Leolam. So I found this word very fascinating, and later found that this is the word that Rav Scheinberg jumped on. Rav Scheinberg held that until you make a 100% positive decision that you're staying in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 2 days. I know somebody, he kept Yontif Sheni for 10 years. Because until he could finally commit that he's staying in Eretz Yisrael. So most poskim do not say like that. So here, Rav Scheinberg has two diyukim in the Mishabura. This is one of the diyukim. The Mishabura says, in Daito, shelo lachzolim komo le'olam. His intention is not to go back home ever. That's a very strong word. The other poskim say, no, it's lav dafka. We don't take, don't take the word so, l'olam, so seriously. So then, yisnae kivnei Eretz Yisrael. He becomes an Eretz Yisrael only when he decides that he's never ever going back. Okay, now there's another shayla here. Dirish discusses footnote 20. Can the chutznik comes to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif? Can he tell the Israeli relatives what to do for him on Yontif? Turn on the light, turn this on, turn this off, do this, do that. Can he do that? Can he not do that? So that's also a whole discussion amongst the poskim. Most poskim don't like that. It's more halachic than I'm making it out to be. There, in general, when it comes to asking a goy to do something for you on Shabbos, which we're not allowed to do, there's 4 reasons. One of the reasons is if I'm not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos, I'm not even allowed to talk about turning on the light on Shabbos. Yet, at the same time, when I make early Shabbos and I dive in at 7 o'clock, 168th Street Minyan on a Friday night in the summer, and I come out of Maariv and it's still light out, and my next door neighbor, he goes to the late Minyan at the Young Israel, I'm allowed to ask him to come to my house and then turn the oven off and turn the light on, turn this off. That I'm allowed to do. So that's the whole discussion. Why is that allowed? I'm still talking. How is it different? The fact that I'm talking to a Jew, I'm still talking about things on Shabbos that I'm not allowed to do myself. So that's all discussion. They compare it to here. There are some poskim who don't think it's so terrible. Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't love it, but he kind of uses his thumbs to say why like to be miyashev those who are lenient. It's better to do like the, you know, the hint. But the light is on in my room and I won't be able to sleep. The way you hint to the guy, that's how you should hint to the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do the work for you. But here there's no Isser Hanah by the guy. If the guy turns on the light for me and I wasn't able to read beforehand, now I'm not allowed to read by that light. I'm benefiting from something the guy did for me on Shabbos. We don't have an Isser Hanah for the Ben Chutzlars to benefit from the light that the Ben Eretz Yisrael turned on for you. So by Amir La'akum, by Hanah, it's complicated. Like, turning on light on would be no good. Light off is good, because that's not considered a positive Hanah, that he turned off the light. He removed the annoying light, now I can sleep. We don't have these complicated chilukim by the Ben Eretz Yisrael. So the hinting is better. Rosh Hashanah is a little bit of miyashev the minig, but he doesn't love it either. Most poskim don't like that They hold that it's also for the Ben Chutzlars to straight out ask the Ben Eretz Yisrael what to do. There are different opinions. There's a lot of opinions over here. Like old opinions, the Birkei Yosef brings down that the Marikash had was mutter, then it brings other poskim and say it was usher. Riki the Eger said brings down that it's usher. They bring down it's a big machlekes, and the poskim generally recommend doing the hint and not telling directly to the Ben Eretz Yisrael what he should be doing. Let's move on. He uproots his family and goes either direction to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael. He got a job. He picked up his family to go to from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz or Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Even though he's only planning on going temporarily, he wants to really come back to his home. He just got a good job, so he's going to go for a couple of years and make some money. So since he uprooted his family, Kimisha ain't daito lachza dummy. It's as if his intention is never to come back to his original place. Now, the poskim point out that this halacha was more relevant in the olden days, where going from place to place was very difficult and very complicated. Whereas nowadays, you hop on an airplane, it's not as big of a deal. I mean, it's not so simple to move your family from place to place, but the psak that existed 100 years ago, they say, is not necessarily proof nowadays that just because he moved for Parnassa that he's going to stay there. The Stama de Milsa came in the Akrinu the Anche Base. Now the Mishnah explains. Mistama, since he uprooted his whole family, Koshimoti Parnasasum Ruvachas Bosamakum, he uprooted his family, he has a Parnasa here, Bosamakum Shahalach Lasham, Eino Zaz Misham. So he's probably not leaving. So that's another word, I don't really understand this, but Rav Scheinberg jumps on the Eino Zaz Misham. Until you can say about yourself, I'm not leaving, Eino Zaz Misham, so then you still don't have the status of where you are, you have the status of your old place. That's not really, I mean, the other Mishnah Berurah does sound like Rav Scheinberg, where he says La'olam. This Mishnah Berurah just sounds like we look at the situation, and if there's a good chance that you're going to stay where you are, because you moved your family, yeah, here's your Parnassa. So then all that is taken into account. Anyway, everybody has to ask their own shailas. Generally, like Rav Nemezal would tell you, you know, I'm here, I'm learning, I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I might stay, I might go back. So he would tell you to keep one day of Yontif if you're in Eretz Yisrael. In his Sefer, he writes, someone went to the Chozon Ish. He said, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm planning on going back. And he says, what do you mean you're planning to leave Eretz Yisrael? It can't be. There's no such thing as planning to leave Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Nemezal writes in his Sefer on Shavuos, which talks about Yontif Sheni, he says, the Chozon Ish wasn't saying that as a psak. He was just like, you know, telling the guy, no, you belong in Eretz Yisrael. What's this? I'm planning on going back. But if a person is planning on going back, so then he should be keeping 2 days. He's a Ben Chutz Laretz. You know, they talk about the parents are supporting him, and the parents are going to force him to come back, so it's not really his decision. Where is his parnasa coming from? Who's supporting him? Can he make his own decision? Can he not make his own decision? Rav Avadia was very into yeshiva bachrim keeping 1 day if they're in Eretz Yisrael, because if they get a shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, and they're willing to stay, and they'll get married, and they're staying, and they're not leaving. So I think Rabbi Elbaz told me, I think he was there or something. someone went to Rav Avadia and he said, if you're offered a shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to leave. And he said, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not staying. And then I think he smacked him. He said, if I offer you my granddaughter, you're not staying in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sephardi Yeshiva Bachrim generally, Rav Avadia says they should keep one day. Anyway, every shaila is a whole discussion. You know, how many years? Again, Rav Scheinberg held, it doesn't matter how many years. If you plan on going back in 10 years, so then you keep 2 days. And Rav Shlomo Zalman told my friend, you know, who knows what's going to be in 3 years, you hear? And everybody has to ask their own shaila. And that is Siman Tov Tzadi Vav.